No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, Riverland Roofing, that little house behind me. For all your roofing needs, Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. They power everything we do here at Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Affiliate of 03, also powered by B&A Bank and Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net, and many, many more. We're so thankful for all of you that support us, both in sponsoring and also in the chat comments and the listeners and all that kind of fun stuff, too. I'm Ben Garrett again. He's Zach Berry at Spirit Ben at Zach_Berry. A lot to cover today here on this live edition of Talk of Champions for your lunch break. We're going to play that Lane Kiffin phone call that's circulating around Twitter. Let y'all who don't know listen to it, and we'll give you our takes on it. Brad Logan, Ole Miss Spirit contributor. And if you want to join me, Zach, Brad Logan, everybody else that you see regularly here on Talk of Champions, all day, every day, not just when we record live Talk of Champions, go to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, to fill them on three. Sign up today for just what, Zach? $1. One, just one. And this is all we do. We talk this stuff all day, every day. We'd love to have you. So we'll talk about that call, but also go to Brad Logan at the Manning Center, because Pete Golding spoke, held a press conference, an in-person press conference for the first time. I was going to be there. My wife had a hernia surgery yesterday, and she is in a ton of pain today. And, it was originally scheduled for 12:15. I'd kind of blocked it out so I could go over there to that. But then they pushed it up 30 minutes, and it just ended up getting derailed. But we're going to hear from Brad, even though I didn't get to go to this one. Certainly a lot happening with Pete Golding, this Ole Miss football program. Zachary, how we doing?
Hello. Good morning. It's a lovely day to join you here on Talk of Champions. As got a lot going on a Thursday, with still a week to go before the first round game against Tulane. A lot of things moving around. We got Ole Miss putting in a trying to read the verbiage here. Basically, issues an RFP for Vaught-Hanway Stadium to have a mixed-use development project, would enhance the entrance from the Grove to the university's football stadium and include an entertainment district. Pretty cool. 100 key, 30 condo. They call it a condotel.
Okay. we're just making things up now. Making things what we want them to be now. You know, that's not a thing. A condotel, it's either a condo or a hotel.
Yeah.
How does that work?
35,000 square feet of retail and dining space, half acre plaza on the north side of the stadium, additional premium hospitality offerings inside the stadium, including 20 suites and at least 12,500 square feet of flexible hospitality space and roughly 50,000 square feet of athletic department office space.
Sounds good to me.
Ben, I remember when I was fired up when Ole Miss got an Einstein Brothers on campus. Come a long way.
Yes, come a long way. And Ole Miss in Oxford, man, it just keeps growing by the day. All right, so we got a lot to go here with the Talk of Champions. Let's start with this phone call deal. If you don't know what we're talking about on Twitter, this has been circulating. for the last, I don't know, 12 hours.
We lost him.
Are you joking?
No. Did you not see Keywan's text to Golden? And then he FaceTimed me, and he just met with Kevin, and Kevin and Keywan are both re-signed with Ole Miss.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. Horrible.
So Coach Smith won against his family's decision.
Just kidding, they're coming.
That's so long.
It was horrible. Goldie did it to me for 6 minutes, and I believed him. He got Keywan to text him, "Hey, glad I re-signed, man, just to mess with me."
Goldie knows you're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like him. That's funny.
What do you think of that, Zach?
I mean, like I said on the board, Lane Kiffin's never lied. So, I mean, I guess you have to just take him at his word here that, you know, Kevin Smith and Keywan Lacy are leaving. Yeah, I mean, I don't think really anything of it. He's been tampering with the roster throughout the year, throughout the season. I had somebody tell me back in September he was already doing it. And I just kind of brushed it aside, like, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think it's been pretty well known that Kiffin's been trying to talk players into leaving. He called every single commit in the 26 class to try to flip them to LSU. Mm-hmm. Only got a couple. I think it's a testament to Pete Golding and the rest of the staff and the relationships that they built, the relationships that matter. To be honest, I was talking to somebody just now before we started the show about Keywan Lacy and, you know, how he's mostly going to be tied to the position coach as opposed to Lane Kiffin because you spend all of your time with your position coach and the analysts, the assistants. I mean, what would you say, Ben? You're probably spending 85, 90% of your time with people not named Lane Kiffin because – it's not like you're seeing Lane Kiffin every day. You're not going into his office every day. You're probably not having much interaction with him at practice. You know, I said earlier today, I think Lane Kiffin at practice probably finds out where the season camera crew is, and he just kind of sits around those guys. Because, yeah, like offensive practices, he's probably just kind of sitting back and watching. Charlie Weiss Jr., Joe Judge, they're running the offense, the offensive practice session. I don't think Kiffin's having a lot of say. So, yeah, I mean, sure, Keywan Lacy and Kevin Smith are tight. That's his position coach. That's why he wanted to come to Ole Miss. He likes Kevin Smith. But here's the other thing. You also got to remember, like, this is not 2005 Ole Miss. This is 2025 Ole Miss. The Grove Collective is going to have a say one way or the other. You know, hey, here's the thought, Ben. Players are human. Maybe Keywan Lacy doesn't want to go. Maybe he's just kind of like, I don't know, man, that guy's kind of an asshole. I don't want to go play for him again. Because if it's, you know, if everyone wants to do the whole dollars and cents thing, well, Ole Miss has got dollars and cents. So Ole Miss is going to put together a competitive package to keep Keywan Lacy. And if it's not good enough or he decides to go somewhere else, then, yeah, sure. Best of luck. Ole Miss will go find somebody else. I mean, I think it would be silly to try to go toe-to-toe with LSU if it's going to try to up the price. Because, look, you got to allocate resources everywhere on the roster. You can't spend $2.5, $3 million on a running back. That's not a knock on Lacy. I would say that for anybody. I don't care if it's Jeremiah Love. I don't care if it's Keywan Lacy, Mod Hardy. That's crazy. Don't spend that much on a running back. Spread it out. Like, so as far as the call goes, I've had people say, well, was this recent? Was this earlier in the year? I don't know. I'm not going to try to Zapruder film this dude's bullshit because he's so insecure that he has to keep doing these little games to make himself feel better because he knows people don't like him and his feelings are hurt. I mean, dude, just grow up, move on. Like, if you want to tamper, okay? It's cool. You don't have to do this whole audition for Bravo. and make this like a soap opera. Like just tamper like everybody else. I mean, hell, I at least appreciate when Lane is just openly tweeting at Marcel Reed today. Like, okay, cool. Like, you don't have to do all the circus stuff with like, you know, oh, I wonder how this got leaked. Who could have possibly leaked this thing?
It's that meme with the dude saying we've got to figure out who it is. We got to get to the bottom of this to see who it is. They're wearing the hot dog costume. The
Tim Robinson thing. We're trying to figure out
who did
the bottom of this. Yeah. I mean, he did. He's doing the Winnie Watkins. Somebody in the chat just said it. Like, he posted a sign of like some restaurant or bar or something called Winnie's. Yeah, man. Like, this is what it is now. You got to be competitive in the NIL space. If you don't have full confidence in Walker Jones and what the Grove Collective is doing, I don't really have anything for you. I mean, they've proven time and time again they're going to get it right. And I think that that Ole Miss will get it right again, whether that's keeping Kewon Lacy, keeping Winston Watkins, whatever. There are players everywhere, and guys are going to get in the portal. It's going to be okay. But, yeah, Kiffin needs to grow up, but that's not going to happen.
Well, here's the deal with the call for me. One, it was recorded previously. This wasn't recent. That was before publicly it got out that he was actually leaving. A lot has changed in that way. One thing I want to address is here this question from Coon CEJ. If Lacy hits the portal, he'll have to sit out a year, correct? No, he would not. He can all waivers and all transfers. There's no penalty in that way anymore. Since this will be a second portal, doesn't matter. But I do think a lot has changed, specifically with Kevin Smith. I mean, like, I know what he's been telling people within the week, and it just doesn't align with what you heard on that phone call. That phone call, not to say that he's not going to end up going to LSU and taking Kewon Lacy with him. Honestly, that's probably, if you were saying, what's the most logical outcome here? Well, the guy that has followed Lane Kiffin everywhere would probably follow him to LSU. And I know that Lane has called him multiple times a day trying to persuade him to come to LSU. But there's a reason Kevin Smith is leaving his options open. He's not just entertaining Ole Miss and LSU either. And don't think for a second that he doesn't say very clearly to all of these potential schools that wherever Kewon Lacy goes, or wherever I go is where Kewon Lacy goes. And that's the number one thing here. So let's break it down. First of all, this happened before publicly it became known that Lane Kiffin was leaving. So kind of contextualized in that way. The terms that Kevin Smith has agreed to under Pete Golding, as released both by the Ole Miss Spirit, the Daily Journal, and Michael Katz, who got the terms first. He's still on his regular contract, but there's a reason he also didn't get on that plane. He also is pushing back privately on the idea that he's some Lane Kiffin
lackey. Lest we forget, he left Ole Miss already to go to Miami once.
Yeah.
And Kiffin had to beg him to come back.
And his family is deeply entrenched here at Oxford.
His son was second team All-State this year at Oxford.
Yeah, well, Kevin Smith Jr. and Knox, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons why I was like, yeah, he's going to LSU, because Kevin Smith and Knox are thick as thieves. I mean, Knox was down there with Lane and them for the presser. Yeah. You know,
bring your son's best friend to press conference day.
Yeah, while also, like, very blatantly and brazenly. Well, that's what Lane has become, completely off. Like, he's off the hinges now. Like, he doesn't care. He didn't think there's any repercussions to anything, and who can argue with him? But yeah, Kevin Smith, I mean, I think he wants to go down there, and that's what you hear about. He's going against his family's wishes. That's Knox that you were listening to. If you listen to Talk of Champions, I used to do a podcast for Knox. Kevin Smith was the first guest, so I heard that, and I think the consideration is Kevin Smith Jr. wants to be down there because he and Knox are thick as thieves, blah, 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 blah. But I know what Kevin has been saying to people within the week, and he loves Pete Golding. He said that, made that very clear. He loves Keith Carter, called him the best athletics director he's worked for. That might mean nothing. I think what it means is that, at the very least, while he hasn't committed to anything both on paper or publicly, I think he's very much torn here, and he's got options, and he doesn't like he didn't like being put in a either shit or grit off the pot situation like he was with Lane and getting on that plane with that ultimatum. While Charlie Weiss and Joe Cox and George McDonald's, a handful of them that Kevin has been telling people, hey, look, all these dudes right here, they got on the plane, they were texting me on the plane saying, I wish I hadn't done this. I regret this. He's leaving his options open, but like to just assume that Kiwan and Kevin Smith are going to LSU at the end of this, I think isn't fair to Lane. And like I said, I know Kevin Smith Jr., I just said that, was at Kevin's press conference. I understand that. I noticed that. And that doesn't surprise me because I know both Kevin Smith Jr. and Knox, and they're very close friends. They're the best of friends. But also I know that Kevin Smith's wife isn't happy right now with how all this is unfolded. Neither is Kevin Smith, and they believe they have real agency and they have their options. They're going to keep him open. And I think Ole Miss has just as good a chance of keeping Kevin Smith as losing him, even though that call today surfacing like it did, certainly a bad look. But I think adding context to it, specifically when it was, is important. It's real. It's not a deep AI fake. It's typical Lane Kiffin drama behavior. I just, knowing when the date was and knowing what Kevin Smith has been saying lately and how he's been operating, I mean, if you made me guess today, I'm not going to say that because gosh knows if it doesn't come to fruition, people would jump on me about it. But I'll just simply say Ole Miss has every bit the chance, if not a better chance than LSU, of keeping Kevin Smith. And wherever Kevin Smith is next season, that's where Kiwan Lacy will be. So for me, that's kind of it. Yeah, I didn't put much more into it than that.
No,
but sound terrible. I mean, no, guys, he's leaving. He might. Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree. But if you had the phone call I had last night, the phone conversation I had last night specifically about Kevin Smith, you would say, wait a second. You know, I agree. The most logical outcome here, at least if you're just playing it out completely neutral, would be that. I would agree with you, but. The last night I had a phone call with somebody and it was very revealing, and I'm not discounting Ole Miss's chance here. I don't know what Kevin's dealing with, and he does not. I know one thing: he really doesn't like the perception that he's like Lane Kiffin's little lackey. You know, he doesn't like that at all. He took issue with Ulysses Bentley's usage, the fact that he was getting blamed, right? While Lane Kiffin was the one making that decision. That's another thing that he believes if he hadn't left, Quinshon Judkins wouldn't have left. It was because he left for him, man, he doesn't want to do that again to a kid where like he leaves them when he's the one that recruited and developed. Like everybody talks about Lane in the stands watching Quinshon. You know where Kevin Smith was? The reason Lane was in the stands is because he was pouting and didn't want to be there. Kevin Smith was down on the sidelines actually recruiting in that game. And he could go, oh, look, see, Lane's here too. But that's the famous part because Lane's all about the superficiality of all this shit. And and this is another example of that. I think it's more adding public pressure if it was linked by who I think it was, which I think is pretty obvious. If it was linked by who I think it was, it's just adding more public pressure to the private pressure he's been applying to Kevin Smith ever since he left. And the fact that Kevin didn't get on the plane pissed him off. It's like, wait a second. It's petty games, it's vindictive games, but Ole Miss is the incumbent. Kevin Smith is in the building. I think it's notable when the terms were released in FOIA requests to media members, including Michael Katz, who put it out first. Jake Thompson over at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Kevin Smith was listed, but Joe Cox wasn't, right? George McDonald wasn't. Dane Stevens wasn't. And those guys are back in the building as well. I don't disagree with the people out there like, well, get them out of the building. Yeah, I could see that. Like, I completely understand that. I think it's nice that JDB is here in Oxford and, like, I just envision him over there in the building. Charlie Weiss is, like, typing on the computer the game plan, and he's just, like, over his shoulder, you know, like,
I'll say this about Kevin Smith. Also, shout out to Mrs. Ivy. She's in the chat.
I love Miss Avi. That's Miss Tracy. She's the best.
Always good to hear from her.
There she is. Love her to death. She's wonderful.
The human aspect of this, I cannot even begin to fathom having to move a family that I believe Kevin Smith has 5 children.
He and his wife between them, I think it's 7, including a 22-year-old who lives here. Who like, yeah, her. So I mean, they have real roots here. This is.
That's taking kids out of school. Mm-hmm. Taking kids away from friends. I know that people don't care about this and it's all about football, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But as a father, like that gives me so much anxiety to think about moving everyone after like all these kids have been in school for like a whole semester, you know, they're about to get on Christmas break. And then it's like, hey, sorry guys, we got to go. I guess you can't tell your friends about you're on Christmas break, but you know, maybe we'll come back.
Yep.
The human aspect of it. Plus, like I'm on record.
It's not AI, Zach Thomas. It is not. I know it's real.
No, it's, I've been on record multiple times talking about how much I despise moving and how it's terrible no matter what. I don't care. People are going to say, oh, you know, well, you know, he's rich. Like it won't. No, it still sucks. Like I've done both. I'm not rich, but like I've paid people to move our stuff and I've done it myself. It still sucks. Like it's all terrible. So moving, you know, during the holiday season, no less, like all of that thrown in on top of leaving a place that has treated you well. You mentioned he's tight with Keith Carter. He likes Keith Carter. He likes working for him. You know, the head football coach is, you know, kind of your boss, but also Keith Carter is like the boss. Like he is the big man. So yeah, man, it's a lot of like, you know, work-life balance. Like, okay, sure, you're going to go to LSU, a place that has a lot of history and a lot of, you know, trophies and Heismans and all of that. But also on the flip side, like, you're in a place that you're happy. Your kids are happy. Your wife's happy. You like living in Oxford. You know, the money's probably going to be pretty comparable, if not the same. I don't know. I'm not going to pick one way or the other, like you said, because I don't know. Like, this is how it's been for the last, like, 4 months. Like, when people were asking about Kiffin, I was just like, I have no idea. But if you made me, you know, give you a gut feeling, I'll say this. Like, no clue what Kevin Smith's going to do. But the good news is Ole Miss has the Grove Collective, which has consistently been a top five collective in the sport, and everything's going to be okay. So.
Javon Campbell, I joined late. What did I miss? This, my friend, is what you missed.
We lost him.
Are you joking?
No. Did you not see Keywon text to Golden, and then he FaceTimed me? And he just met with Kevin, and Kevin and Keywon are both re-signed with Ole Miss.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. Horrible.
Beaver, guess you gotta wait. So Coach Smith won against his family's decision.
Just kidding, they're coming.
That's so
long. It was horrible. Goldie did it to me for 6 minutes, and I believed him. He got Keywon to text him, hey, go ahead and re-sign, man. Just to mess with me.
Wait, Golding knows you're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like him. That's funny.
Golding knows you're leaving.
Can we also...
This was before he left. So here's the things you're missing, Javon. One, it was before it publicly became... Like, here's the thing. Lane's been working on leaving. I've told you all about this, man, for over... Since at least the summer, he's been considering it. I think he made his decision.
It's like an LSU game.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, it was before of it came down.
Before we go to Brad, I was going to say, it is beyond insane and strange and weird that he's using two high school kids to do this. Like, I know one is his son, whatever. The other one, that's bizarre and weird.
Because his name is Regina George. And he is
Lane Kiffin definitely has a burn book.
Yes. So was Pete being mad at Lane all fake? No, I think Pete's been pissed for a while. Pete's doing this is just
Pete's going to tell you how he feels. He's not going to act or do anything. He's just going to lay it all out there.
Yeah.
So, no, not an act.
I agree with this right here. Real wicked brew. Lane's whole spring media push was all about him leaving. He decided he was leaving way back then. I absolutely agree. It was never – where we got it wrong was not – it's either first Florida, because LSU wasn't real. It's either Florida or Ole Miss. It was never Florida or Ole Miss or LSU or Ole Miss. It was always LSU or Florida, Florida State, which I told you all about. I said, hey, wait for Florida State because I'd heard that. And then, boom, he's mentioned it openly, brazenly. That's what he does now. He says, yeah, Florida State pursued me too. And now I'm going to go talk to Marcel Reed on Twitter. This video, number one, my takeaways are first and foremost, it was before it became public. A lot has changed since then. Number two, when Knox is talking about going against his family's wishes, he's talking about Kevin Smith Jr., who, yes, was at this press conference. But like, again, I know these kids and they're very thick as thieves. And I know that Kevin wants to go down there too. They want to stay attached at the hip. Number three, I know what Kevin Smith has been telling people for the last week. And the phone call I got last night was it changed my perspective. I've been very bullish on saying Kevin Smith is either going to – I mean, he's going to go to LSU. I've been writing that. Even this person said that to me. You've been writing and saying Kevin Smith is going to be going to LSU at the end of the playoffs. I don't think that's true, and let me tell you why. And the evidence leads me to believe that it's a much more complicated thing than what – like this leaking more is about Lane putting more pressure on Kevin Smith as he has privately with multiple phone calls a day. He was upset that Kevin Smith didn't get on the plane. Kevin Smith defiantly said, I ain't getting on the plane, and said something else to him. I think it's very much – an undecided thing. He is keeping his options open, and it's not just LSU that's an option for Kevin Smith, but I do agree that wherever Kevin Smith is next year, Kewon Lacy will be also, but Ole Miss is at least negotiating from a position of strength. Ben, get your ass to the Manning Center to confirm this Lacy stuff. My wife had a hernia surgery yesterday, and the numbing block on her left leg, which she was concerned about, has faded out, and now she is in terrible, terrible pain. I am her caregiver, and I will be, and there's nothing to find out there at the Manning Center as far as this Lacy stuff, because all of this is really theoretical problems. The real problem is Ole Miss has got a playoff game, and Pete Golding's going to lead it. Brad Logan was at the Manning Center for Pete Golding's press conference. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And we just left the press conference. A couple of things on Kevin Smith. He was asked by Chuck Brownsville about Kevin Smith's availability, and Pete smiled and said, he's really excited, and he's really locked in, and he is not worried about anything right now. He said, we'll worry about 26 when he gets here. You guys know Pete has been very adamant that there's not things to look forward to so much here at Ole Miss. It's about finishing what was left by Lane Kiffin when he left like a thief in the night of an 11-1 team, which everyone kind of scratches their head. But it felt like today that page has already been turned to the Pete Golding era. We did learn today also that Pete Golding would serve as the team's defensive coordinator throughout the playoffs. So that's something that we thought it may be Brian Brown. I know we mentioned it, and I know you guys have talked about it, but Pete will be calling the plays moving forward. And at the end of the day, it was a very, very confident Pete Golding. It felt today like in the press conference, as Ben, I've sent you over some videos, he was much more not confident, but he was much more, and I don't mean this in a negative word, but much more polished. It was much more of a statuesque Pete Golding than more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants Pete Golding today. And it felt like Ole Miss fans can kind of breathe a sigh of relief that felt like they might get a disheveled, someone that's not polished head coach that's speaking to the media. Today it was much more buttoned up. Not that that matters, but I know a lot of people had talked about that because it was just basically night and day. We had a chance to visit kind of off the record with Pete at the end of the press conference, just about some day-to-day stuff, about coaches being available and that sort of thing. So it was a very good press conference. We heard from Prince Wellamami Ellen. We heard from Deshaun Stribling, who I thought was really good, saying, you know, I can't speak for everybody else, but everyone else is. But for me inside the building, we didn't feel distracted at all. And I thought, when the question was asked, it was pointed that, you know, this team did not lose any games whenever that quote-unquote distraction was happening. So that's kind of the takeaway today. Trinidad Chambliss was asked about winning the trophy, the Connolly Trophy, and about representing Mississippi. And he was also asked by our Jake Thompson about being on the AT&T commercial and how the family was excited to see him being a TV star and that sort of thing. So this is a team that feels like it's kind of getting back to normal, if you will. And it was, you know, the last time we reported from out here, it was mass chaos. And Keith Carter was in the facility today. Keith Carter was in the press conference, was not available to the media, but was there in support of his new head coach. And so I thought that was very telling. And when Pete kind of jumped out today, he kind of opened the press conference, says, okay, guys, what's going on? And so I thought it was a really good press conference today. I felt it was an opportunity for him to kind of speak to the fans, and I thought it was very telling. I asked him specifically about what it was like to postpone. Of course, we visited with him on Zoom, but the public has not heard about that a whole lot, about not putting that onus on himself. And I talked about the players that wrote the letter in support of the team and in the support of Pete Golding, and he responded, we're all the time going to put the players first. Chuck Brownsville asked Pete today, are you going to recruit the portal heavy? He smiled and said, we're going to be player heavy, whether that be through high school. And he also made a very nice little jab when he says, and even if they play at LSU. So I thought that was very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Hey, did he say anything about staffing stuff? Was he asked about that? Not just John David Baker as offensive coordinator, but
yeah,
terms or anything like that? And what was the takeaway there?
No specifics. He kind of stayed above that. He was asked specifically about Kevin Smith. I know you guys were talking about Kevin Smith just a little bit ago and kind of open with that just a little bit about how he felt like that Kevin is locked in, but basically that he would make his decision at the end of this year, whenever that is, whether it be next Saturday or down the road in the college football playoff. But he was very adamant that just wouldn't go into specifics about any term sheets, about old term sheets versus new term sheets. I know there's a lot out there with Kevin Smith. It was posted that everyone had signed the new term sheets, but except Joe Judge, Kevin Smith had not signed those new term sheets, but nothing specific was given today.
Was he concerned or was there anything asked about this phone call that was leaked today? Did you see this? What was your thoughts on that? And did he even touch on that?
So that came out and I actually opened up the video on my laptop while Pete was talking. I have no idea what was on the phone call. So he was not asked about it. That actually came out while we were in the press conference, at least that's amongst the media corps there. Can you give me a little bit of a 10,000 feet view of what happened here?
Essentially, all it was, break it down for him, Zach. Give him the short version, because you know me, I'm going to talk too much.
Yeah, so it was, it appears that it was Knox Kiffin and his friend from high school who are on speakerphone with Lane. And he is joking with them that Kevin Smith and Kewan Lacy told him they had re-signed with Ole Miss and were staying. And okay. Then they kind of did a faux, you know, oh, no, I can't believe that. And then Kiffin does the whole, like, just kidding, they're coming. And then they all kind of laugh. And, like, that was it.
I think, you know, Zach, thanks for that. I think speaking on behalf of a lot of Ole Miss fans that I've talked to, they're very grateful for what, at least to a certain extent, for what Lane has done. But, boy, they're really tired of the soap opera. They're really tired of the nonsense. And I think in large part, this is – we're kind of reaching the end of that. And you could kind of sense it in the press conference of how everybody was excited to kind of come back to – and I think David Kellum, who I had a chance to visit with, basically put Pete Golding perfectly stated by saying, hey, he's a ball coach. And I think in large part, that's what Ole Miss fans really want. They want a football coach. They don't want, and I think kind of going back to what you titled one of the shows you and I did, Ben, was Keeping Up with the Kipdashians. They're really tired of it. And I think, you know, the way Zach kind of pointed that out there, I think when Ole Miss fans kind of go down that rabbit hole of dealing with the nonsense of TikToks and Twitters and Instagram DMs, they're just so tired of it all. And I think it was really interesting. One of the reporters asked Pete, you could say anything to Ole Miss fans, what would you say? And he's like, I shouldn't have to say anything. You know what the job at hand is.
Yeah.
You showed up for Florida. You showed up and showed out. I mean, this fan base understands what's going on. I had a podcast I did with our good friend Sudhu Padilla, and he and I were kind of talking about just the years that the Ole Miss fans have kind of put through the ringer, so to speak, and being able to kind of celebrate and kind of, you know, kind of step into a new – I think Ole Miss fans are excited about that.
Well, thank you, Brad. I think we've had some audio issues now. You're the man. Look forward to going live with you here again soon. Reporting from the Manning Center, that is Brad Logan, at Brad Logan C. Give me the whole thing, Brad. C-O-T-E.
Brad Logan, C-O-T-E on Twitter. /X. Hey, by the way, I've just learned, I don't know a lot about this, but we're on TikTok, Facebook. There's a company that kind of handles that for me, so go by and check that out. We're excited about branching the brand.
Heck yeah, man. Branching the brand. I like that. You know what? They say the audio is fine now. I got one more question for you then. Did anybody say, hey, Trinidad, how's that waiver? And are you going to be back next year at Ole Miss if you get it?
Great question. I don't know about the second part, but the first part, he's expecting something very soon, like very, very soon. And he even pointed out that it, quote, could happen this week. There was no follow-up on where he will play next year if he's given that waiver.
He's Brad Logan. Thank you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewan Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Thanks, Brad Logan from the Manning Center.
He's out there. He's Papi O'Daniel. He's mass communicating.
He's awesome, dude. I love Brad Logan, dude. That Sunday when all of it was going down, when Lane's clothes were being put on the street, when Marty Smith was finally able to escape the Manning Center and he had to go off-road at the airport, you know. Brad was on the scene talking to people and, like, watching the crowd get bigger and bigger around him. Was insane, man. Are you going to ask Pete about this, Ben? I understand he's new, so I understand if you don't want to get off on the wrong foot. I don't care about that, but I do think it's valid to name it. Yeah, sure. We'll ask him about it. We don't get him again this week, I don't think. I think we get him first next week, Monday, but sure, we can ask him about that.
Pete's not going to get his feelings hurt if you ask him a tough question.
Nope.
He's not going to hold it against Ben.
I told you not to ask me that. Wait a second. I said I wasn't talking about it.
Like, I don't think Pete really gives a damn about controlling a narrative or, you know, whatever. One thing I do want to touch on was what Brad mentioned about Pete being focused on this team and the season. I think that's the big thing, too, is I was talking to some buddies earlier this morning about this and about the staff. I think that's why John David Baker was hired so quickly, because he had other options. And I think
he
wanted to go ahead and get that done. But as far as, like, the rest of it, like, I think the short term goals right now are winning a national championship. It's beating Tulane. It's beating Georgia. And then it's whoever else is after them. You want to win a national championship. That's the short term. Long term, you'll get to everything else. So I think that that's refreshing for Ole Miss. After covering Lane Kiffin for 6 years, that's something that I think is good for this program, that you have a guy. And look, that's not me, like, toting water or being a homer because he's the coach now. Like, No, it's actually refreshing that like he is focused on the game and winning and focusing on like doing what's best for the players. Because look, that right there tells you all you need to know, Ben. Ole Miss is 11-1 and Ole Miss won 10 or more games, what, the last three of the last four or whatever. And people are still tired of Lane Kiffin's shit. And like, you know, people say winning cures all, and it cured a lot, but like he was still doing all of this, you know, shenanigans. It's like, man, just stop, like grow up, like the whole, you know, E60 or whatever, just complete bullshit. I think he's burned bridges there too.
Oh yeah.
I think Chris Lowe's pissed.
Regina George.
I think Ryan McGee, who by all accounts is one of the best dudes in the business right now, is probably also upset because you just make everybody look like a clown doing that. So,
well, in that vein, if you're wondering about that QR code, it's the other way, Ben. That QR code above Zach's head, my sister-in-law made merch, Kiffin merch. She's trying to raise money for her infertility journey. I love her. And none of it goes to me, but it is off of all the crap that was start up couple from my line, quoting Ludacris, who is now posing for pictures with Greg Sankey on Twitter because he's performing. You know what I mean? Like, this is just.
I need to try to get a quote from Chris.
Yeah. Bridges.
Yes. Couple things in the chat.
Yes, I need to answer some questions. Thank you. I'm gonna jump to you in a second. At Mark, Mac Zettner. I think I know this person. 1296, if I don't, I'm sorry. If Kiwon does leave, would he have to do it during the playoff run because of portal window coming up? No. He's allowed as much time as he wants to. Is Joyner a question mark?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't.
I would be floored.
Yeah, I would be too. Now, he hasn't gotten revised terms while others have. Brian Brown's
been bumped up to 1.2. Could be because – could be a title change.
Could be a title change. Exactly. And, like, here's the thing. Pete Golding announced that he'll, like Brad was talking about in his live reporting from the Manning Center, which was just awesome. And I got to give some shouts out to some people who sponsor us here on Talk of Champions because, man, getting to do this and sit here and go live to the Manning Center, come back, talk to y'all, what a cool job it is. And all these people that support us deserve to be shouts out for it. But Pete Golding's going to continue to call defensive plays. Some might say, well, that's not what you want to hear. He's the CEO, blah, blah, blah. They're focused on 2025, 26. At the end of the year, that could change, and I expected it to because they're going to try to pair a co-DC with Brian Brown. Maybe Brian Brown's the primary play caller. I doubt it. I bet they bring somebody else in, but I would only read into that right now, the whole Pete Golding continuing to call plays for this year. Zach, do you have any information on your retweet about the vault expansion renovation in the hotel area?
I did put that on the board. It's from Sports Business Journal. I imagine you go to sportsbusinessjournal.com. It'll probably be on the front page. They have a project site map laid out and a lot of details. It looks like Brailsford and Dunleavy will be the development advisor. The RFP request, the response is due by February 5th, and the university intends to make a move in the spring. I'm not sure. I haven't read the whole thing. I saw it when I was out walking the dog, and then I came back inside and we started doing the show. So it's going to add a lot of revenue opportunities around the stadium for, you know, retail, food, the condo tail, as they call it.
That doesn't make sense. That's not a thing. We're not going to make that a thing. We're just like making fetch a thing with Regina George Lane Kiffin.
Lots of schools are doing this. Tennessee is doing it around Neyland. They're doing a mixed use with apartments, condos, whatever, townhomes. They're going to put it around Neyland Stadium, which I'm excited to see how that looks because if you've been to Neyland, you know how tight it is around the river right there. But yeah, the link is on the board, but sportsbusinessjournal.com is where the article is by Brett McCormick. Tons of information in there. So I said it earlier, 100 key, 30 condo, 35,000 square feet of retail dining, half acre plaza on the north side of the stadium. So by the Duff building, additional premium hospitality offerings inside the stadium, which I think is key inside the stadium, because Lord knows Vaught Hemingway really could use a renovation. 20 suites and at least 12,500 square feet of flexible hospitality space and roughly 50,000 square feet of athletic department office space. I'm assuming that means inside the stadium. I'm not sure, because it's comes after it says offerings inside the stadium. So,
and when do they break ground on this? Is there anything of that nature in there?
So it says that the response is due by February 5th. And then it says the university intends to award April 23rd. So I'm assuming that means make some kind of announcement slash movement on doing something. So if it is granted, I imagine because it'll be the off season, Ole Miss will start working, and everybody's so excited. There's no more construction over there. There's probably about to be more, but it's good. Growth, expansion. It's good. Revenue, money, means the school's growing, means the program's awesome. It's a good thing.
All right. Is Kevin Smith staying at Ole Miss at Trammell_May_Mal? Mally Mal. As we've been talking about, I don't know if he's going to stay or not. From the phone call that I got last night, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that this thing came out today. I really think Lane is a coordinated son of a gun. And I believe that he or something involved in his whole orbit ensured this, because I know what Kevin Smith has been telling people publicly, I mean privately, about all this. And but that's according to the phone call I got last night. And it was convincing and things like that. And yet you turn around and you got Snooty Toots saying, Ben, Delta Quack on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, OMSpirit.com, to Fit of On Three, is complete confidence that Kevin Smith is gone. He could be. I don't know whether he's going or not. I was absolutely convinced and was writing as much and got called about that specifically, that I was quoting so much last night. And it was directly the whole call about 30 minutes about Kevin Smith and everything that he's been saying, including his issues with Ulysses Bentley's usage, how everything unfolded with Quinshon Judkins, how he was never going to do that to another kid again. But does that really apply if he takes Kewon Lacy with him to LSU or somewhere else? I don't know. But I think Ole Miss, well, I got off the phone last night until all this popped up, even though this call was obviously before everything happened. And I know Lane got on his feelings because Regina George's, you know, whatever you think Kevin Smith is in that relationship, Gretchen Weimer, you know, maybe Gretchen, because Gretchen didn't get on the plane with him. He's been blowing him up multiple times a day.
Gretchen Weimer.
Yep, Gretchen Winter. There you go.
Is it her dad that was
– long way, Stan. I don't know what he's saying or hearing, but I'm not putting much stock into this call today. Do what now? Didn't learn anything new today from this. If anything, it just says, oh, yeah, that was true. We know that but, like, Ole Miss and LSU aren't the only options for a package deal with Kevin Smith and Kewon Lacy. I think the one thing that is solidified is wherever Kevin Smith is next year, Kewon Lacy will be there also. That's my opinion. I think that is as close to a truth. So we don't know whether Kevin Smith is staying or going, but whatever, everything that we've gotten, including that phone call last night, this stupid leaked thing from Lane Kiffin, just to obviously put more public pressure on Kevin Smith, all this stuff. And somebody asking this, like, that is obviously to me, all of it just shows that a man has got to make a decision. He hasn't made one yet. And Pete Golding confirmed that, but Kewon Lacy will go where he goes. That's the only thing I really gained from all of this, from everything we've gotten, that call, this call, whatever. It's just so silly, because someone in the chat actually asked about that. They're like, wait a second. Is that not tampering? Obviously, yes, it is. So is, like, I would think, tweeting directly to Marcel Reed. But no one is stopping Lane Kiffin from doing anything. Like, nothing. That's the point. There are no rules anymore. That's what we've all been saying. So, yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it's so ridiculous that, again, every old LSU fan in the chat is like, hey, y'all stop talking about Lane Kiffin. Dude, tell your dude to stop talking about his ex. My God, dude. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just stop talking about it. You made a decision. It's over.
Just go to Fred's, you know, get you a couple daiquiris or something. Have a po' boy. I don't know. Go to Elsie's. Get you a Boudin burger and some pie. Just anything but talk about Ole Miss. Like, just move on. It's okay, man. Just let it go. The thing about that somebody mentioned about Frank Wilson and Kevin Smith, I said that on earlier today. I was talking to someone I don't think those two can coexist on a staff because they're both running back coaches. I don't think either one of them would be okay with sharing duties or sharing spotlight or being
coach wide receivers too, though.
He can, but like
tight ends if he wanted to.
I also think it would be kind of like, you know,
I also think that Jerry Neuheisel
Frank would be like, don't you already have me, Lane. Why do you need Kevin? And then he just, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Look, one thing we know about Lane Kiffin is he's never been great with commitment. You know, like commitment issues in all of his areas of his life have always been a problem. And it makes sense then that, like, even though he's gotten, you know, the lady of his dreams, he can't let his ex just move on. Can't have it. You know, you got to still be thinking of me. It's another meme. Since we talk in memes, it's that dude saying, "Hey, get it, talk to the mirror, get in there and make it about yourself."
It's dude, you know, nuts. It's the you can't sit with us meme. Like, just go, move on.
Ben, can you confirm that Jerry Neuheisel was in Oxford? From everybody I've talked to, like, I didn't see the man in Oxford, but
that was
I would say, yeah, from everybody I talked to, and those are the people that give me the information. So, yeah,
I had three different people tell me yes. I can't confirm it. Three different people said yes, and there are three different people that probably talk to all different kinds of people. I don't know. He could coach wide receivers, though.
Yep, and tight ends.
Yep.
I think he's a real kid.
Super respected dude, even though he's so young.
Finally, Ole Miss, maybe finally, after all these years of always floating a new Heisel, it seems like on every hot board for
yeah, full circle.
Comes full circle.
Back right? in, what was it, 07, 08? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 08.
Yep. During the Ed Orgeron, brilliant Ed Orgeron hire. And Ed Orgeron, you're talking about thirsty people. Man, Ed is out there just a campaigning, brother. Yes, Blake, Lane 100% has a burn book. Yes.
And that man, you know, Kiffin might be on Ozempic, but man, Ed's got some Botox going.
First of all, we have solved obesity. So if people want to like not be fat anymore, good for them.
Yeah, I don't care. People,
like I hate so like, oh, you should be able to, you should tell us when you've used the shots. No, you shouldn't. Do whatever the hell you want to, man. Whatever makes you like, you just got to be the best version of yourself every day, whatever that means.
Stop.
For me, that means not quoting Ludacris when talking about a coach, apparently, even though the more and more he behaves,
and stop talking,
the more it's just like he's just proving the point.
Stop talking about hot yoga. You don't do it. Everyone's already outed you. You just go in there and you're weird.
Is Lacey leaving after this year? We've been talking about it for about an hour, William. Welcome in. No, we're not laughing at you. It's just that's the question of the day. And we play I think that Kiwon Lacey will be wherever Kevin Smith is. I think Kevin Smith could go to LSU. Absolutely. I know that Lane's been blowing him up. And yeah, he didn't like it that his Gretchen to his Regina George didn't get on the plane with him. And do I think this is something that was coordinated as a way to put more pressure on Kevin Smith because he hasn't agreed to anything with anybody? Yes, including Ole Miss. But I know that he loves Pete Golding, loves that cat, and he loves Keith Carter. So I would say that there's a good chance that Kevin Smith is Ole Miss's running backs coach with revised terms and an increase in title than he's the same at LSU. I do think Zach's right. I haven't thought about it in that way until he brought it up. But, like, I don't think that Frank Wilson and Kevin Smith could coexist on the same staff. I think that's a fair point. Jerry Neuheisel was in town. From everything I can gather, he was in town. His son also plays at Oxford High School. He does, but he's Knox's best friend. He wants to stay attached to the hip. This can't be the first day that the Ole Miss admin knew about this, according to Brandon Tyler. Surely they didn't just sit back and let this happen. What has happened, really? Is my question outside of just, you know, more keeping up with the Kardashians, which isn't really that interesting outside of this small block of the internet and the world we call home. Ole Miss, the Ole Miss spirit, OMSpirit.com and affiliate of 13.
One thing, if we also want to get the conspiracy thing going, I do wonder why it took Jackson Dart so long to comment.
That man was not in a good spot.
I know he's busy. I know he's busy being a professional athlete and all. Yeah. And, you know, apparently he's got a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's made the internet.
Yeah. Shocker. Jackson Dart.
Could it have potentially been because someone was trying to get on the same page with another person? Because it was, I mean, look, Jackson's a bright guy. He's good people. He knows how to work the mic. Mm-hmm. So that PR team was probably working overtime on that answer that he gave.
And he did a great job. Well, yeah. It wasn't great. I would have revised some of it because obviously he knew it was coming at some point, and maybe he got tipped that this was coming or he had an idea. He'd been trained for this answer. He really didn't go too far one way or the other. The only thing I'd have revised would be instead of they said we when referencing Ole Miss. But other than that, it was about as neutral as you could possibly be, because obviously the PR campaign for Lane Kiffin, it never ends, including this. This is just, also I agree with Gorman. People thinking Carter and Boyce, especially, I love Keith Carter. Think the world of him. Glenn Boyce, he's just been an absolute rock star. He deserves a ton of credit for how he's behaved during this whole thing. He wanted to fire Lane before the Egg Bowl. He did. And to think that they've just been sitting back here or in any way getting played isn't paying attention. But I also don't think that the PR stuff, the PR campaign, the unrelenting, even though everybody just wants to watch football and enjoy Christmas, this guy, this person of the streets cannot help himself, because if he is not the center of attention, the Joe Burrow one was funny, Jackson. That was
pretty impressive that Lane Kiffin can somehow still keep his name in the forefront and make sure his name is at the top of everyone's mind the morning after what happened at Michigan.
Who's going to be Michigan's head coach?
Kalen DeBoer.
Didn't Kalen DeBoer? I don't know. Like, was that not his account? I didn't see it. We could all get deep fake these days. That video of Kevin Smith or Lane talking about Kevin Smith and Keewon was not fake. It was not AI deep fake. But we've covered that.
I don't have the video.
I don't have the video, but yes, that is real. That's from a cameo. And Archie volunteered that himself. Like, said he volunteered
with,
that.
Said it with his chest.
Alex Knight thinks that Coach O will be the next Michigan coach. No way.
Who?
Coach O. No.
Dude. Coach O is not even remotely close to a Michigan man.
Yeah, this is a really bad situation. This Michigan situation, it gets worse and worse. But also,
no, it's terrible. And then, like, that, the woman was immediately doxxed, like, on the internet last night, which, man, yeah, look, I'm not making light of it. I know everybody wants to make Michigan jokes and all of that, but man, that is not okay. Please get some help. That is not cool.
This is true. Gorman's right too. Lane doing jumping jacks and stuff, talking about hot yoga. This man wasn't doing hot yoga. No, he was doing water on his mat during. He was bouncing a golf ball, making all the girls uncomfortable. Jumping jacks. This guy's a different cat, man. And again, man. No one thought, and everyone would have signed up for 6 years. Everyone knew. The question wasn't how it would end. You knew how it would end. Messy as hell. What the question was always just how long would you get him for? To get him for six is a magical time. Holy cow, though. This is like the messiest college football divorce. I mean, this is the Tennessee, leaving Tennessee on steroids. What is a Michigan?
Well, that's the thing that everybody, like, I have a bunch of Tennessee fan friends that were like, see, we told you. I was like, well, Ole Miss got 6 years out of him. You guys only got like 10 months.
Yeah. 6 years is,
pretty shocked still. Did not think that Lane Kiffin would be at Ole Miss for 6 years.
I can't believe it's been 6 years.
Tops.
Mm-hmm. Tops. And like, he's been trying to get a new, different job since like 2022 at least. At least this man was like, he couldn't, LSU wouldn't have any interest, didn't have any interest in him back then. He tried. They had no interest. Auburn did.
Here's another thing I'll tell for all the LSU folks in the chat. Y'all better be careful that your head coach doesn't spend over half of your war chest trying to get Bryce Underwood to LSU, because he's going to try.
he Dude, all he did for the days leading up to signing day was hike up the prices at all Ole Miss's commitments. He didn't care about flipping them. He just cared about, like, making sure that he ruined Ole Miss. Like, he does not want his ex to be happy, even though you're the one who left. Like, Jeez. Dude. Yeah.
Somebody did earlier ask about Trinidad Chambliss. Mm-hmm. My opinion, as long as Joe Judge is in Oxford, if Trinidad gets a waiver for another year, he will stay at Ole Miss.
If Trinidad Chambliss gets a waiver, he will be at Ole Miss next year. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But what was the deal in that video? Golding being in on the joke. I think that's a lot of Lane Kiffin bullshit. That's what I think. You got to learn to speak Kiffinese, folks. And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, apparently now you can say if I'm, you know, we can just say things that if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, then it's okay. It doesn't matter. But also, this is like uncharted territory for like a lot of this where it's like, we don't actually know. Like, I didn't talk to Trinidad. I haven't talked to Joe Judge, but like those two are tight. So as long as Joe Judge is on staff at Ole Miss, and crazy thought here, sometimes people are just good humans. And like where they're at and don't want to leave. And I think that that's kind of what Trinidad Chambliss strikes me as, someone that is very appreciative of Ole Miss and what the people that are there did for him. And if he gets another year, I think he's going to stay.
Lane was here for 6 years, 42 years in dog years, 139. I love that. I love that. My only question from Tony, before I scan the QR code, is there any home merch? Friend, that's all there is. That's all there is.
We really buried the lead there. The whole thing with Juice, if I'm being honest, really pisses me off.
Are you ready to talk your shit to get us out of here? That's the newest segment to end this thing. When I'm with Zach, we do talk your shit at the end. Hey, Zach, talk your shit.
As a dog owner, my entire life, all damn near 38 years on this earth, you can tell a lot about a person with how they treat dogs.
Treat dogs. Yes. Preach.
Like if you know someone that treats dogs terrible, they're probably a piece of shit. And there were videos. We should have seen this coming, man. There were videos all the time of Kiffin trying to interact with Juice, like at the IPF, and he would not interact with Lane, or he would try to like nip at
him. He didn't know him.
Yeah. I mean, like the people at Wild Rose, like, I know that they actually care for Juice Kiffin. Like, they would prefer for him to be in Oxford, be in Mississippi, because he enjoys his life there. Just pathetic. I mean, we're talking about a man that's currently using two high school kids to tamper with people. So, of course, he's going to use a dog to try to make himself look good. I mean, it's just sad. And you
just like he used me.
People can say, Ole Miss treated me
on the way out. Did you see that?
Ole Miss guy, you're just mad because you're I'm mad because he's treating a dog like shit. Like that's terrible. Like you're just a bad person. Like point blank. Like you suck. Dog did nothing wrong. It's not the dog's fault that you were, you know, torn between two jobs or, you know, torn whatever.
Four jobs.
Like,
the fourth job wasn't Ole Miss. It was just staying because I didn't want to look like a dick.
Yeah, I mean, you probably more than four because he probably, you know, who knows if he wanted to go to actually, you know, go to the Titans or something. But, you know, it's just terrible.
The dog thing just
makes me mad.
If Kalen DeBoer. What is that playing? Speaking of the QR code above Zach, we had that question from Tony. I'll get to the last question before we get out of here. Before I scan the QR code, is there any of that merch? I said, friend, there's all there is. Out at dinner the other night at Tallahatchie Gourmet. Hey, TG, sponsor your boy. Hometown restaurant, one of my favorite spots. Found out in the wild. Yes, sir.
We'll have to count how many we see next weekend.
Fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic. I think his name's Hunter. He DM'd me on Twitter. I got to get back to you, my friend. I try to answer everything, but, you know, again, pray for my wife, my beautiful wife, my perfect wife, Emily. She had surgery, and, man, it's been a pain day to day. But look at that, man. It's beautiful. And you can get it by scanning that QR code. I don't make any money off of this.
How many?
This is going to my sister-in-law's fertility journey because I believe in doing good things. And also, I hope Barstool made a lot of money off of these kind of shirts because I didn't get a single cut of it, and I'm still driving an 04 F-150. Thank you, Mary. She's the best. My sweet honey. She needs your
shout out. Shout out HoodatFam25 for spending his lunch break with us on the show.
Yep, y'all blaming Lane for everything, but who are the ones still talking about Lane Kiffin? Because he won't stop talking about Ole Miss. I can't wait for y'all to finally, the LSU people, when y'all finally get your first true Lane Kiffin experience. I think it could very well be if and when Alabama comes open. If Alabama comes open.
Taylor DeBoer.
He might be. I don't think he's a Michigan man. I think they want him. I think he's the candidate. I thought I saw.
He can be a Michigan man if you sign on this dotted line here.
Man, Matt Campbell's got to be kicking himself right now, man. Even though Penn State's a great job. But, like, Matt Campbell would have been Michigan head coach in a day, 12 hours.
The meme from The Hangover with Bradley Cooper where he's, like, when they're in the desert and he's like, oh, man, we really screwed up. They're like, that's what Matt Campbell and his staff is saying right now. Like, God, we could have just waited a week.
If Kiffin leaves for Bama, it's going to be epic. And LSU fans, y'all will be right here with us going, oh, we understand now.
So,
if you don't think that man's going to entertain that or hadn't floated that out, you're insane.
Jake.
Or you just deny the reality that is Lane Kiffin in the next episode, the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kifdashians.
Jake sent me a screenshot from the Alabama board last night. Because of all the DeBoer smoke that immediately came up after Michigan opened up.
Of course.
And some Alabama fan was like, is this what Ole Miss fans have felt like for the last couple of years?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I think it was Cade. Cade on Twitter was talking about how it's just nice. Like, one of these jobs comes up and the first thing, you don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to think about, because every job, it wasn't just LSU or Florida or Florida. It was every job. Every job. It would have continued to be every job, even if, like, they'd gotten through the cycle and kept him. And again, they'd only kept him because he didn't want to look like a dick walking out the door.
Yeah.
And that, even if he, like, the NFL jobs and rumors would have come up because he is who he is. Zach, at the end of all things, he's for the streets. Good to see you, buddy. I want to make sure to mention a few things before we get out of here. What? Go.
Well, just real quick, Jessica's asking about color. I believe it's a wear red game. Tulane. Next week.
Awesome.
Okay. Wear red.
Wear red. Hashtag wear red.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to give some shouts. If you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance coverage, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. Drew's a friend of the program. Both Zach and I know him personally. He's the guy to talk to for any and all health insurance coverage, 601-953-8449. Quotes with Drew.com. BNABank.com. But BNA Bank, my hometown bank, branches in Tupelo. And New Albany, Carolyn Brownson, Witt, and Bob Spencer, Mike Staten, these are my friends, and they're the best bank in the world, man, because it's more than banking, it's friendship. 662-534-8171, 534-8171, they're awesome. Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title has served Oxford for over 20 years, criminal defense, personal injury, real estate, probate, and estate planning. Give Zach Bonner and his team at Tannehill Carmen a call today at 662-200-8734, 662-200-8734. Andy Ludicky wants to help you find franchises that fit your skill sets, passions, financial requirements, get you into the business of business ownership. His services are 100% free, man. Just give him a call if you want to start something for yourself. It's Andy Ludicky, MyPerfectFranchise.net, MyPerfectFranchise.net, and 404-973-9901, 404-973-9901. And, of course, Riverland Roofing, my guy, Billy Landis. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space. Riverlandroofing.com. Hotty Toddy Ben, hope your wife has a quick recovery. Thank you, brother. I do too. Yesterday, the numbing agent, she was like, I'm worried about my leg. I said, honey, you're going to be really missing that leg, that numbing agent. once it wears off. And sure enough, today has been hard for her, but she's a trooper. She is wonderful. And she is my, the light of my life. So yeah, thank you for the prayers and the good thoughts. Could Kiffin really leave LSU that quickly? What do you think, Zach?
Yes.
Hmm.
He does not care about Baton Rouge or Mike the Tiger.
Nope.
Or
coming to the boot.
Nope. Chinese bandits. He doesn't care about neck. No.
He Alex Knight says, send me some sponsorship info for your podcast. Heck yeah. I'm on that, brother. Don't tease me with a good time. And yeah. My friend Josh Clemens, I love you to death like a brother. Prayers up for Emily. Love y'all. Love you, Zach. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Fill them on three. Sign up today for $1. We do this all day, every day. Just doesn't have to be just 1 hour hanging out live. It can be every single day chatting it up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you soon. Hey, Zach, you think Lane Kiffin would leave for Alex?
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.